Effects of inventory on financial statements. In addition to inventory describing the things the company owns that are available for sale or that are used in the production of things available for sale, inventory can be viewed as all the money currently tied up in the supply chain. What is critical to know is this. As much as 40 to 50% of a supply chain's invested working capital can be tied up in inventory. While inventory can be seen as the buffer that hides the flaws in the supply chain, it can also be seen as the lubricant that keeps a supply chain flexible. A flexible supply chain is able to respond quickly to internal or external market changes, such as fluctuations in demand. Therefore, inventory management is an integral supply chain management role because it strongly affects the company's cash flows and financial position. The goal of the supply chain professional is to efficiently manage the company's inventory level and cost while maintaining and improving customer satisfaction. If a company has fast delivery and strong customer satisfaction because it keeps a large inventory, it can also face financial failure because of all the cash tied up in inventory. On the other hand, if a company does a great job at reducing its inventory and associated costs down to next to nothing, it may run the risk of being unable to deliver the requested products. This may cause customers to take their business elsewhere. Balancing cost, inventory level, and customer service is vital. A key way to do this without going too high or too low in terms of overall inventory is to keep the inventory moving and the cash flow turning over. In other words, having a relatively high inventory turnover ratio, the number of times per year that cash is invested into inventory and returned in the form of revenue, and a relatively short cash-to-cash cycle time. This includes the effect of accounts payable and accounts receivable. Use of the financial statements is an exercise in inventory management at the aggregate level to determine if the flow of materials through the various inventory classifications is efficient and effective enough to maximize profits. Discussions surrounding the financial impacts of inventory are generally framed around reducing inventory costs, or increasing inventory turnover, or cash-to-cash cycle time. Balance sheet. The balance sheet, or statement of financial position, has two major sections that have to be in balance as per the accounting equation. Exhibit 4-25 displays a balance sheet. Inventory is a current asset that is broken down in this example by raw materials, work in process, WIP inventory, and finished goods inventory. Note that most externally available balance sheets will list only total inventory, but breakdowns could be listed in a supporting schedule. While internal reports made for management purposes often have more details such as these. Exhibit 4-25, sample balance sheet showing 2 years of results. Inventory as asset. Raw materials, WIP, and finished goods are carried as current assets on the balance sheet. MRO, maintenance/repair/operating, inventory is a period expense. It is expensed on the income statement during the period in which it is purchased. The balance sheet items do not impact the income statement until the inventory is sold, reduced to fair market value, or written off when inventory becomes obsolete. While it sounds good that inventory is an asset, what this means to finance is that more liabilities are needed to finance those assets. Also, some amount of the organization's current assets will be less liquid than others. Liquidity is how quickly assets can be converted into cash. Therefore, optimum inventory holdings are those that equal projected sales in the organization's demand plan, plus an optimal amount of safety stock, because inventory that is projected to be sold soon is considered more liquid, while inventory in excess of the demand plan is less liquid. Risks of carrying too much inventory. The value of the inventory on the balance sheet includes the costs involved in producing the inventory. However, when the inventory is sold, the portion of inventory value that comprises direct materials, the raw materials, direct labor, and factory overhead will become an expense on the income statement that offsets revenue and reduces cash, an asset. In other words, inventory is an asset on the balance sheet until it is sold, at which point only its profit margin contributes to net income. Unnecessary inventory can also magnify quality issues. If a defect or other quality issue is discovered, more inventory with the same defect will magnify the quality issue and quality costs for scrap, repair, and/or replacement. An additional risk of carrying too much inventory is the risk of obsolescence or spoilage. As a general rule, the longer the inventory remains on the books, the more likely it will not be sold and will have to be written down to fair market value, what the market will currently pay, or written off completely. Inventory that has to be written off requires physical removal of the items and financial recording of the direct materials, direct labor, and factory overhead as an expense without any offsetting revenue. Note that there are strict accounting rules for inventory write-offs that organizations will need to follow. Accountants will often create an inventory reserve account to reduce the value of inventory in anticipation of write-offs, finding average inventory on balance sheet. A calculation of average inventory for a period of time is frequently used in managing inventory. With today's software systems, average inventory can easily be determined at any time. However, to quickly estimate average inventory levels, one can add the inventory value at the start of a period to the value at the end of the period and divide by two. As an example, using the data in the balance sheet shown in Exhibit 4-25, we can calculate the average inventory for year two as follows. Amounts in thousands. Average inventory, however your organization calculates it, is used in performance measures and calculations for inventory space requirements. Financial and managerial accounting value of inventory. How is the value of inventory on the balance sheet calculated? Inventory valuation is a financial accounting process that follows specific rules based on the age distribution of inventory. Various financial accounting methods can cause the accounting value of inventory over time to be more or less in alignment with its actual market value. First in, first out, FIFO. Last in, first out, LIFO, weighted average cost, or specific identification. Also, inventory can be valued for managerial accounting purposes using standard costing. Standard costing applies the standard cost to inventory valuation. Any variances from actual costs are adjusted at the period end and would be reflected in the financial statements. These accounting methods are addressed elsewhere. Other reasons that the reported level of inventory on the balance sheet could differ from the actual market value is that this reported amount may include inventory that is reserved, obsolete, damaged, or otherwise unsaleable. Some of this obsolete or damaged inventory will be written off as it becomes clear that it cannot be sold. Since changes to inventory levels can affect the accounting values of inventory and financing needed to sustain the inventory, supply chain managers should consult with financial managers with enough advance notice so the organization can determine how to change inventory levels while keeping the organization solvent and in good standing with creditors and investors. Income statement. An income statement, such as the one shown in Exhibit 4-26, reflects the cumulative, dynamic relationship of earnings to expenses over a given period of time. Exhibit 4-26. Sample income statement showing 2 years of results. Managers, investors, and creditors use the income statement to determine whether the company has made or lost money during some period of time, such as a quarter or a year. An income statement measures profitability in more than one way. Gross profit is determined by subtracting cost of goods sold, COGS, from revenues. COGS includes inventory costs of direct labor, direct materials, and factory overhead for all goods that sold that year. Reducing elements in COGS can therefore directly increase gross profit. Reducing these costs is more effective in increasing profits than increasing revenues through an increase in sales volume, because variable costs increase as revenues increase. By reducing costs, you are effectively increasing the profit margin on inventory without having to raise prices. This shows that increasing sales cannot produce higher profits as quickly as lowering costs. It also shows that lowering variable costs in the supply chain can strongly impact profits. COGS is an expense that is matched to the revenue being generated. Strategies that build inventory far in advance of actual sales can defer accounting for expenses that make up COGS until that inventory is sold. However, supply chain managers should understand that operating expenses, see Exhibit 4-26, are expensed on a periodic basis. These immediately booked expenses could cause problems with maintaining financial ratios at the proper levels. However, the actual cash outflows for both the product, depending on payment terms, and period costs would occur as the inventory is being built up. For example, salaries, utilities, maintenance, so cash flow could be an issue without proper advance planning for the inventory buildup on the part of finance. Statement of cash flows. Exhibit 4-27 is the statement of cash flows. Remember that a company does not want all of its capital tied up in inventory. Insufficient cash can result in expensive borrowing or cause an organization to fail quickly if it cannot raise funds. Note that a net increase in inventory lowers the cash position, while a net decrease in inventory increases the cash position. The parentheses show which actions reduce cash. Exhibit 4-27, sample statement of cash flows showing 2 years of results. Changes to inventory affect cash flows. Inventory can strongly affect cash flows, which, in turn, can affect covenants with lenders, contractual agreements that may include lender requirements that the borrower maintain certain financial ratios at certain levels. Even a reduction in inventory can create one-time adjustments for finance that impact reporting. However, once the adjustments are made, the long-term financial impact of inventory reductions is usually positive. For example, consider a situation in which a supply chain manager discovers that some types of inventory at the organization are not selling and have been held for too long. The manager suggests that reducing these types of inventory will allow the organization to reduce inventory by 60 million euros. However, the organization's chief financial officer raises a major concern. The organization's bank has a financial covenant on its loans that requires the organization to maintain a ratio of 2-1 between owner's equity and liabilities, twice as much in equity. If inventory is reduced by 60 million euros, in the best case, cash would increase by a few million euros, and in the worst case, the organization would have to pay to scrap the inventory. Assuming that the transaction could be completed with no net change in income, in order to keep the balance sheet in balance, owner's equity, retained earnings, would be lowered by the same 60 million euros. To maintain the financial covenant, the organization would need to decrease its liabilities by half as much, or 30 million euros. These requirements could put a large burden on cash flow. Failure to maintain the covenant would place the organization in technical default, and its debts could become immediately due and payable. The result is that the organization is unable to perform the change immediately. The supply chain manager learns the value of consulting with finance prior to making suggestions for a major change in inventory so that finance can determine ways to accommodate the change while keeping the company solvent. The financial officer recommends that to prevent such a situation from recurring, the organization should make financial reservations for obsolete stock, which would help the finance department understand how to prepare for the inventory write-off.